Mr. Midshipman Hornblower by C.S. Forrester.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 10.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. The Even Chance. A January gale was roaring up the channel, blustering loudly, and bearing in its bosom rain squalls whose big drops rattled loudly on the tarpaulin clothing of those among the officers and men whose duties kept them on deck. So hard and so long had the gale blown that even in the sheltered waters of Spithead, the battleship moved uneasily at her anchors, pitching a little in the choppy seas and snubbing herself against the tautened cables with unexpected jerks. A shore boat was on its way out to her, propelled by oars in the hands of two sturdy women. It danced madly on the steep little waves, now and then putting its nose into one and sending a sheet of spray flying aft. The oarswoman in the bow knew her business, and with rapid glances over her shoulder not only kept the boat on its course, but turned the bows into the worst of the waves to keep from capsizing. It slowly drew up along the starboard side of the Justinian, and as it approached the main chains, the midshipman of the watch hailed it. "Aye, aye," came back the answering hail from the lusty lungs of the woman at the stroke oar. By the curious and ages-old convention of the Navy, the reply meant that the boat had an officer on board, presumably the huddled figure in the stern sheets looking more like a heap of trash with a boat cloak thrown over it. That was as much as Mr. Master.